Sometimes the stitching that sews up a good New Orleans food story follows unconventional patterns. As such, Mount Carmel Academy, that venerable Catholic girls' school in Lakeview, played a hand in the return of Oysters Ralphie, a beautiful, bubbling concoction of oysters baked in their shells under tangy Italian cheese, garlic, pepper, and a dash of beer. Oysters Ralphie was a favorite at Barataria, a one-time Lakeview restaurant that's been closed since Hurricane Katrina. But now, these baked oysters are back at Cafe Ralphie, a new breakfast-lunch joint well hidden in the corner of a Metairie strip mall. Here, you also may come across a tomato salad loaded with jumbo lump crab meat or sautéed redfish topped with crawfish almondine. Cafe Ralphie is the type of restaurant I just love to find, the type of place that rewards the optimistic local eater's confidence that behind even an ordinary facade, you might just discover some great Louisiana cooking and Louisiana stories to match. The cooking here is the work of Ralphie Pocina, a chef from a Croatian family with a long history in local oyster beds. The menu is replete with references to Four Bayou and Bay Ronquille, place names that today are known mostly to the oystermen and the fishing enthusiasts who plumb the nebulous coast of southeast Louisiana. The Pocinas first opened their restaurant Barataria back in 1996, in the same spot where Susan Spicer's restaurant Mondo operates today. The family sold the restaurant in 2004 to new operators, who began a massive renovation of the building that wrapped up in the fateful summer of 2005, just in time for the floods after Katrina to destroy the place. They didn't reopen, and that seemed to be the end of Barataria. By that time, Ralphie was a chef with a large corporate restaurant group in Houston, though by 2008, he was weekend commuting back to New Orleans, where his wife Glenda was living, so that their daughter could attend Mount Carmel, continuing an important tradition for their family. Stretched between two cities, the allure of home won out. Ralphie moved back, and soon the Pocinas opened Cafe Ralphie in that Metairie strip mall. With its picture windows, drop ceiling, and a mix of family bric-a-brac with fleur-de-lis totems, Cafe Ralphie looks like the kind of place you'd drop by for wraps and iced coffee at lunch. But what really makes this place special are old standbys from the Barataria days and newer dishes that reach far beyond standard lunch fare. For instance, there are at least three different baked oyster dishes cycling through the menu. And you might find a creamy, garlicky lump crab sauce fused to a slab of blackened catfish. Then there's the old Pocina family recipe they call oyster boat pasta, with probably a dozen oysters cooked with andouille in a chunky, Trinity-laden red sauce over a heaping bowl of spaghetti. Most days, service is handled solely by Glenda, whose unvarnished enthusiasm for whatever you order might seem like a sales pitch if her praise for her husband's cooking wasn't so convincing. The Pocinas just seem really happy to be serving their food again. And after sopping up a few oysters, Ralphie, I'm happy they're back too. Learn more at wwno.org.